from talking mouths.
The cool thing about being on a trail, of course, is that, you know, the sides of it are typically pretty close to you, right? So you really feel the awareness of everything around you, and it's just making you react kind of in that moment. And I think there's an aesthetic piece of that, but I think it just kind of connects a lot of parts of your body. And I think that's why people enjoy going on them, because it just kind of draws a lot of your consciousness together. That's a little, you know, new agey maybe, but I think there's some truth to that.
Well, the more you think about trails in a way, the more you can get down into those thoughts that really are kind of new agey. Like, building a trail is a pretty... it's the act of telling future people where to go, like for decades or longer to come.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I think if you look at the locations of cities or roads or, you know, a bunch of sort of built things over time, they were done a long time ago just because somebody decided on it. And there maybe wasn't a lot of rationale behind it, but it's just baked into the kind of the way things are. And so, no, that makes a lot of sense. And it's interesting because, I mean, I think most trail users don't think about it, and they just go on trail X, Y, or Z because it just happens to be there. There's something they like about it. And I have conversations with people and say, oh, I was part of building that trail. They'll be like, oh my God. Like, it's like this wild revelation. Like, people are kind of really impressed, and it's, you know, it's nice to get that recognition. But at the same time, it's like, because people just don't think about it, right? It's like, no, we had to go and walk around, and it was just bush, and we just picked lines and we decided on it. But you're right. It just makes this permanent mark on the land, which is sometimes maybe not such a good thing, but in a recreational area, maybe it is, right? And we've kind of shaped the behavior of thousands of people because of it, which is kind of a crazy thought, really.
You know, you're not a rider. You're a slave. You're doing what I tell you to do. Well. You know, I spent a year or two in the bush.
Yeah.
And now you're all slaves. You're following me. You're doing exactly, you don't even know it, but you're doing what I tell you.
And we made some pretty dumb decisions making the trail and making people have to go in certain ways. And then like hundreds of people do that for years just because of some whim we had on an evening.
I miss that.
I'm Thane Phillips, and I approve this teaser. Even though I think and know it would have been a lot better with more of me. The story of Boogaloo featuring me is scheduled to drop in about a week or two. I may have to crack my whip.